El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, welcome and good evening. And it is the world famous Phil Hendry Show, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows kind of wish they could, but they can't. So they just kind of go where they can go to, and well, there it is. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. One of my favorite talk show hosts, though, is in a little bit of trouble. I say he's a favorite of mine, Rush Limbaugh, not necessarily because I agree with him politically, but as a broadcaster, as a broadcast artist, shall we say, I really admire him, and I think he's a pro. He's not just some guy that gas bags on the radio, but he actually has a sort of a theatrical sense. But we are going to talk about comments that he's made about a woman who is testifying to a congressional committee on President Obama, his decision to provide or to order companies, private companies, to provide health insurance that would include contraception for their female employees. Rush Limbaugh, quote, called this woman who testified, this woman by the name of Fluke, I think is her name, that she was a slut, that perhaps she ought to be a prostitute. On his nationally syndicated show, Limbaugh made a kissing noise with his lips. He made a kissing noise with his lips, according to ABC, and said of Obama, what a great guy. What is she, 30 years old? He is attracting the comments of President Obama. President Obama weighed in, obviously, against Rush Limbaugh, who is not, quote, backing off. So slut was how Rush Limbaugh described birth control activist Sandra Fluke. Then, as frequently happens with charge statements by the conservative talk show host, the furor erupted. The Democratic Congressional Congress, campaign committee, rather, has created an anti-Limbaugh petition, and President Obama even called a third-year Georgetown University law student to express his support. He made a kissing noise. I don't know what that means. White House spokesman Jay Carney said that Obama wanted to express his disappointment that Fluke had been the subject of inappropriate personal attacks. It's a major flap. But Fluke, anyway, seemed unflappable in a Friday morning appearance on the Today Show. She said, well, you know, Limbaugh's comments, she said she was stunned by his comments. She was very upset, noting they occurred on the first day of Women's History Month, but she didn't have any other real reaction to it. So this was the furor this week in talk radio. We have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, who's been with us the last couple of weeks commenting on different issues relative to women's health and the progressive movement. And Dean, it's good to have you.
Well, thank you, Phil. Always a pleasure to be on your program.
And let me read a little more here for you and for my audience, Dean. By the way, our number 877-876-7445. Stepping into an emerging culture clash over women, President Barack Obama made a supportive phone call to the law student who testified before Congress about the need for birth control, only to be called a slut by Rush Limbaugh. For Obama, it was an emphatic plunge into the latest flare-up on social issues. Democratic officeholders and liberal advocacy groups have accused Republicans of waging, quote, a war on women. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it, and I think that it has been a war on women, and I think that women who want to avail themselves of birth control, this is a health issue. The Republicans are very interesting. They say they believe in health, but obviously they don't believe in a woman's health, because if they are going to not provide or be opposed to providing women, Phil, with birth control, they are opening the door, if you will, to unwanted pregnancy, women who are with abusive men, women who've been raped, and so forth. So this is very much a woman's health issue. And
you know, I know, and I want you to explain that a little more carefully for people so that people understand. How is providing a woman with birth control making sure that she doesn't have to necessarily pay for it if she can't afford to, making sure that women have access to birth control, contraception? How is it a health issue?
It is a health issue because if women don't have birth control, if they don't have contraception, then they are out having sex without it. And then you have pregnancy, you've got unwanted children. You've got the possibility that a child is at risk because the child is not wanted by the mother. And the problems, the psychological problems that come from that are very, very profound. And the fact that a woman, the fact that women need birth control so that they can have the same freedoms that men have means that women are psychologically balanced like men. See, you're asking me a question.
See, I don't really understand that completely.
Well, you're asking. It's not a very fair question when you say, "What is the health issue?" It's a health issue. To force me to explain it or to force anyone to explain it isn't fair. Do you ask men if they are abstaining from having sex when they are single and when they meet someone who is attractive? No, you don't. You don't tell men to abstain. You don't tell men not to use a prophylactic or other kind of device that a man would use. So why then are women not allowed to use that? The second problem, though, I do have, Phil, and that is, in a way, I do agree with Rush Limbaugh. I don't like the idea of women just having sex promiscuously. As a liberal and as a progressive and as a man who runs a holistic center that certainly helps women with their health issues, I have to be open-minded about it, but I cannot help but think, on some level, women are behaving as sluts, if you want to call them that, not as prostitutes, but loose, sexually loose and very open and relaxed, sexually relaxed.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking about the comments from Rush Limbaugh about women using contraception being sluts. And really, he was talking about that one woman, but he meant...
Well, there's no doubt he meant women in general. There's no doubt that he was talking about, for instance, my wife, who uses contraception, my daughter, who uses contraception.
How old is your daughter?
Well, I don't want to answer that question, not because she's too young or too old, but that's a private matter.
Okay. I was curious, and I will respect that, Jay, but I was curious that...
My name is Dean. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I thought I was mistook you for someone. I was only asking the question, Dean, because I wanted to know the relative what you and your wife allow your daughter to do.
Well, my daughter is not a slut. I don't want to believe my daughter's a slut. She uses contraception. And I've had this conversation with my wife. And my wife feels it's important for my daughter to use this kind of protection. I think it's important for my daughter and other women to use this kind of protection. But I can't help but go places where I think men will go. And that is that a woman who is having this kind of frequent sex borders on slut.
What about men that have that kind of frequent sex?
Well, I don't think it's exactly the same thing.
This is where we're going to get into the problem.
No, there's no problem. I think men, yes, I think men should not be a bad example to women. I think women have wanted to go out and have frequent and unrestrained sex because they've seen men do it. And there is a bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do device going on, a mechanism here, that I think we have to look at. If you were to talk to the average American woman, you'd want to say to her, you don't have to be like a man. You don't have to go out and have sex every night with multiple partners or however you're doing it. Don't be monkey-see, monkey-do. Be your own woman. And be your own person.
Well, monkey see, monkey do. So in other words, women don't really have a desire for sexual freedom. They just want to have what men have.
I think so. Having said that, though, it's very difficult to keep them from having the contraception that they want, the health care that they want, as much as I don't want my daughter to have it or my wife to have it. And I certainly don't want either one of them to be referred to as a slut. But I wouldn't be a man who supports women's freedom if I did not say they certainly are entitled to it.
Dean Wheeler is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And what I'm hearing you say here, Dean, is that you don't necessarily like women having frequent sexual encounters or having an active sex life. You might even agree with Rush Limbaugh in his slut analysis, but...
Well, but that's where the agreement ends.
And well, that's what I'm saying, but nonetheless, you will not deny a woman contraception. You believe that women should have contraception, and you think that the government should, in some cases, underwrite that if the employer isn't.
By all means, absolutely. It's one of those things, as men, we've just got to live with it. I don't like seeing my daughter putting contraceptive medicines or materials into her purse. I don't like to see her in her bathroom with these pills or gels. It bothers me, and I'm torn. But
do you see your daughter has a lot of this?
Well, I try not to let her see me watching her. So sometimes I'm going to be just at the door. If it's open a crack, I'm looking through to see, is she putting herself at risk with no contraception, or is she using it? What kind?
Are you spying on her?
No, I'm not spying. No, she's my daughter. She's my daughter. But it bothers me to think that she's going out at night all... you know, prepped up, if you will, and all ready to go, ready for some action.
Nonetheless, you do support it.
Yeah, I do. And my wife has done quite a bit of work in that area in convincing me, but yes, I do.
Okay, 877-876-7445. Here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll put Dean Wheeler on hold from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is of a mind that contraception, birth control, if you will, is certainly necessary for women. Women are going to be sexually active like men. In his mind, it's a little bit of a monkey-see, monkey-do attitude, but nonetheless, they're going to. He's not going to stop them, and he supports it. But he does think it makes them a little slut-like. What's your read on this? I don't want to call a woman a slut because she's behaving sexually the way men behave. Our number is 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. I got my arm in a sling. I had an injury earlier this week while doing some other work. So I literally have my left arm in a sling because it was so bloody painful. But we'll try to do the best we can. We have Dean Wheeler on the line with us here from Northern California, the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, we're going to take some phone calls. I want you to clarify, if you wouldn't mind, your position on women having birth control.
Well, it's totally, Phil, my position is very simply this. I'm opposed to Rush Limbaugh calling women sluts. I have a difficult time with it.
But do you agree with that? You said you agreed with it.
I think any woman that is sexually active borders on a type of slut. And it's difficult for me to say that. I have a daughter, and I have a wife, and I love both of them very much. And to think of my own daughter as a slut is a very painful thing. And so I don't want to deny my daughter birth control. By the same token, I don't want to see her walking down a street and having people drive by her and say, there goes Dean Wheeler's daughter, the slut. You understand? Or my own wife.
You would rather your daughter and your wife were not sexually... Wait a minute, your wife is married to you.
Well, my wife is married to me, and she's very sexually active with me, but that's because I demand it, and not because my wife is necessarily a whore. My daughter, on the other hand, I don't know. All I can tell you is what I've seen in her bathroom and what she uses. And I have to do that in a very secretive way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It sounds to me like you're a little torn on this whole thing. Let's go over here to Dawn, is it? Dawn, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How can you say that? Why do you spy on your daughter?
How can I say, why do I spy on my daughter?
No, him. Well, I'm talking to him.
That's exactly
what he's doing. Oh, I'm not?
Yes, no, you're not. Yeah, you're talking to yourself.
Wait a minute. Yes, you're talking to Dean Wheeler. What is your question?
How can he spy on his daughter? And
well, that's not what you were talking about when you called the show originally.
Oh, no, well, I
want to ask you a question, young man. I'm spying on my daughter because she is my daughter. And if I see my daughter using birth control, then I know she's going to go out and have a sex, which could result in disease. It could result in the further erosion of her morality. There are a number of things. If she's out after using birth control and she's having sex with multiple partners, even though she's using birth control, there is a risk.
And what would you call
having sex? What would I call what?
Having sex with multiple partners in one night or in 1 week.
Having sex with multiple partners. But men do it too. Men do it too. So I can't criticize.
Well, how can you say something about a woman and a guy and it not be the same?
Well, it is the same.
Well, if a guy goes and sleeps around with a bunch of... He's still a hoe. He's still a guy that goes around and sleeps with another person.
So therefore, I can't tell a woman not to do it. Because women are going to do what men do. And they see men sleeping with multiple partners. Some men will go to a brothel or a house of prostitution and they'll run through every woman in the place in 6 hours. How can I tell a woman not to do the same thing? So I can't. All I can do is tell her,
of course you can't.
If you do that, you're a slut. And most likely you're a slut. You have to put it in ways that's going to really put the woman off. You're going to have to say, you're going to have flies. You're going to...
Oh, God, come on.
You have to say something.
It's plain and simple. And what you were talking about... Russian sluts and how they're not really sluts, how is that? If they're out on the streets prostituting and they're getting paid for
it... Well, what do you do? Do you sleep with women? Do you sleep with women?
Of course I do.
Well, what do you mean, of course I do? You could be gay. Or maybe you're so ugly no woman wants to sleep with you. I don't know what you do.
Not me, man.
You may enjoy just laying in bed during the day, wearing a pair of briefs. And looking at the ads in a Cosmopolitan magazine. I don't know what you do. I'm not about to say. And I wouldn't want to know. It could, you know. So if you're out sleeping with a lot of women, and I find you sleeping with my daughter, I would say to you, you have every right, and she has every right, but I would still, and this is the crazy part, want to hurt you with a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's what I call being, you're confused. You're confused. All right, thank you very much for your call, sir. That's Don. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Here is Casey. Go ahead, Casey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I was just going to comment on, like, the health issues as to, like, what women use birth control for health issues.
Okay.
I don't personally use birth control for the health issues. Well, I kind of do. But it also helps, like, not only contraception-wise, but to regulate, like, a woman's menstrual cycle. So if, like, a woman has, like heavy cramps, and she can get on a certain type of low-grade contraception.
Well, there you go.
Helps her cramps or her menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
And then also, I put a comment as to
Casey, why don't you hang on for me? We're going to take a break, but we'll hold you over, Casey. Just hang on. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We're on here with Dean Wheeler. I better take my sling off because this is very difficult trying to work the telephone and the telephone. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Women, shouldn't they be allowed to use contraception the same way men do? Or why does that make them sluts? And guys are just, well, guys. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Confused about it. Welcome back. We're with Dean Wheeler here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. There's a level of confusion that I'm hearing.
No, there is no confusion, Mr. Hendry. I am opposed to Rush Limbaugh. I'm opposed to any man that would prohibit a woman from accessing birth control and contraception the same way that men want to have their sexual freedom. What I'm having a problem with is what most of your listeners have a problem with, because I'm assuming your listeners are probably more conservative, and that is the sexual sexual libertine sentiments of some women, and the fact that they might have multiple partners in one night. My daughter is one of them.
Is your daughter? You were spying on your daughter. You're looking through a bathroom door at her.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, because I have that right.
And don't you think that is violating her privacy?
I am her father, and that is something that a father can do. If you're saying that I am a sexual molester, I would suggest you back away from that very quickly.
No, sir, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, are you not violating the privacy of your daughter?
No, I am not, because she is my daughter, and I want to make very sure that she's not engaging in behavior that would turn her out, is the term. Make her into a prostitute. And the only way I can assure myself of that is by looking through the crack in the door while she is performing her bathroom duties. But you got to understand something. I'm not doing this for sexual kicks. I'm doing this to save her from becoming just a woman who is walking on a street someplace and standing under a street lamp for people to get a good look at her. Now, this is what we are up against as parents. This is what we have been up against. And I think that this is what Rush Limbaugh is talking about. Now, avoiding a contraception is impossible. Women are going to have sex. And in many ways, women are more sexually active than men. You can't stop it. You'll never be able to stop it. You and I both know that given the right time and the right place, a woman is capable of anything. What I'm trying to do is give myself an edge in raising my daughter properly and, of course, in being an advocate for women's health.
Dean Wheeler with us here, 877-876-7445. We do have Casey hanging on. She had more to say, and we appreciate you holding on, Casey. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, first of all, I have a comment as to, like, the spying thing. I live with my father as well right now. And instead of like spying on your daughter, I would suggest like talking to her, because like that seems to be the best approach. Rather than going behind her back and like spying on her, maybe you should like talk to her. But also on the fact that women are sluts. Women aren't sluts. Women don't want to be like men. Like, we don't aspire to like have a penis. That's not what we do. Some women are just sexually active. Some women like to have sex. So some women need contraception. So that's like pretty much all I wanted to say. Is I was kind of offended.
Well,
I was offended when you said that women want to be like men. Women don't.
Well, Casey, this is Dean. I would love to believe my daughter, but when she says to me, "No, Daddy, I'm perfectly, I'm being a good girl," and she rolls her eyes. You're a young lady, and I'm sure you know what I mean when I say rolls her eyes. She'll say, "Yeah, Dad, I'm being a good girl." She clicks her tongue and rolls her eyeballs back, almost until you can see the whites.
Yeah.
I've said to her, you don't have to roll your eyes back that far. And And I can smell that perfume that they wear.
And what do you mean perfume they wear?
Well, there's a certain kind of a... Well, I hate to say it. There's a certain kind of a slut perfume.
Well, what is that?
I don't know. There isn't?
Not really. No, there's not. Like, no, like I understand, like, when she says, yeah, Dad, I mean, with a girl, maybe try to, like, be more understanding. Because, like, I tell my dad about everything. Like, I have that kind of relationship where I can tell my dad about, like, my sexual activity. I've been with the same guy for 3 years. That's why I'm on contraception. And I'm probably going to be with him for another 3, maybe 30. Who knows? But that's the thing, is, like, you need to create that relationship.
Your dad gets to hear all of this?
Yeah.
What do you mean, gets to?
Well, I didn't mean gets to, but you're telling him all the details. You tell him all the details.
Well, I don't go into, like, super details. I don't tell him, like, what we do, but, like, I tell him that, yeah, we are sexually active. Yeah, I'm on birth control. And, like, when I need help or when, like, I need advice for something, I ask him. Just, like, create that open relationship. Like, whether you have a son or a daughter or whatever. Like, and just, like, create it so that they don't feel uncomfortable. Because that's what my dad did. He created it so
he didn't
feel uncomfortable and I don't feel uncomfortable.
Well, I had said to my daughter that I would not have to spy on her if she would allow me. And I guess this is what we're trying to do here, Phil, is balance between a woman's need for contraception and a father's desire that his daughter not become very loose morally.
Okay.
I asked if I could take photographs, and here's why. Here's why. Just hear me out. If I've got photographs of what she's doing, then I can be assured that that's all.
What do you mean, photographs of what she's doing?
No. Please don't misunderstand me. And
are you talking about being in the same room with her and her boyfriend?
No. If she had a boyfriend, I'd be fine, like this young lady I'm talking to. But I'm sure my daughter is involved with 5 or 6 men. And sometimes in the same evening.
So why do you want to have a picture of that?
I don't know what's going on.
The thing is you just kind of, like, have to trust her a little bit and have to trust that maybe she's, like, kissing a million frogs to find her friend. Like, that's the thing.
Kissing
like,
a million, yeah.
They
kissing
need,
a million
like,
frogs wouldn't be a bad thing. Kissing a million frogs wouldn't be bad. It's that she's, you know what, to a million frogs.
Sure? Are you sure, though? Like, are you positive? Because you don't have to spy on her in the bathroom. Maybe she's only, you know, wedding with one frog and just kissing the other. Like, you can't be sure of that.
The perfume is the dead giveaway. It smells, I have to tell you this, she's not Emerelda's daughter, as you know, Phil. I was married once before.
Yeah.
And the perfume she wears is the same perfume that her mother wore when she was going to go out and make a night of it at the Navy base.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not funny, young lady.
Yeah,
young lady? It's not funny. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at that. Like, I'm like, how do you know she's going out to make a night of it? That's the thing. It's like, you're prejudging your daughter.
No, this is my wife. My wife, who I caught with 5 or 6 guys wearing Navy hats. They were wearing the swabby hat, nothing else.
Well,
and if my daughter gets involved...
Okay, you know, this is very private information that I don't think I want to hear too much about. And I think what Casey is saying is very sensible. Talk openly to your daughter. Get a relationship going.
But I can't... But she's telling me I'm not allowed to look at my daughter when she's using the gels, none of that.
No, it's violating her...
Yeah.
Violating her privacy.
Is,
all right.
Yeah.
Casey, thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I know that you were married once before, and that was when you were almost living a different life than you are now, Dean, and you're to be congratulated.
Thank you, Phil. It was a difficult time. I had my daughter, and I had, like as I said, I had a very difficult marriage with a woman that I had met when the two of us were both on drugs. You know, I was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
And when I met Andrea's mother, she was also a drug addict. And then when she'd go out to the Presidio in San Francisco, which is where the military guys gathered, she wore a certain perfume. And every time I smell it, it smells like just a dirty, filthy
if you're still emotional about that period in your life, then it may be that you're being affected by more than just the behavior of your daughter. It may be that you're being affected by your own prejudices.
No, Phil, believe me, it's not that. I can tell you that I've done a lot of work on this. I have been through I've been through a couple of periods of psychological rolfing, and I've tried to get down to some of the really painful issues here. I don't think that's it. I simply think it's the need to protect my daughter and see this thing through.
Well, I wouldn't spy on her.
Well, I'm going to have to. There's no choice, no alternative.
I wouldn't do it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-7445. Should you spy on your teenage daughter to make sure she's not using contraception or to make sure she's using the right kind of contraception? Do you assume your daughter's a slut because she's wearing a certain kind of perfume that reminds you of the wife that, was not faithful to you? Rush Limbaugh has opened up an awful lot of, he's opened up a lot of conversation this week about just exactly what is sexual freedom when we talk about women as opposed to men. I always felt it's the same thing, that women and men can be sexually free so long as they're being safe and responsible. Our number 877-876-7445 is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Know. Sounds pretty far out to me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And after the show tonight, we're going to do a question and answer on our website, philhendryshow.com, a Q&A following the show. We do this on occasion. If you're a Backstage Pass member, you can log in and go to the comments section and ask away, and I'll hang out with you guys on our Phil TV and HD broadcast, telecast, videocast, webcast for a few minutes after the show tonight. Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we have been talking about the idea of promiscuity. What is a slut? As Rush Limbaugh, the noted talk show host, has brought this word to the fore, and you have said some things that are very interesting, Dean. You've said that your wife...
Hold on, Phil. You know, I'm not on trial here. You're making this about me.
No, nobody's putting you on trial.
Well, you're making this about me. This is about Rush Limbaugh and calling a woman who needed birth control a slut. If my daughter's a slut, it's because she's taking after a woman that I took into my home after I'd gotten cleaned up, and then my wife got cleaned up.
What was your first wife's name?
I'm not going to utter the woman's name. I've made a promise to myself I would never utter her name. But my daughter is Andrea, and I love her to death.
How old is your daughter?
I told you I don't want to tell you that.
Okay, I made an assumption she was 15.
No, I'm not going to tell you how old she is.
All right, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I have on the line here Miguel. Miguel, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, my question to Dean basically is, he threw me off, and I understand the concept of having birth control pills, you know, that she won't get pregnant or whatnot, but I can't.
Right.
It just won't. When he said that he wanted photos, and he peeked, you know, through the bathroom just to check her out, I find that kind of perverting, you know what
no,
I mean?
I'm not checking her out, Miguel. I'm looking through a crack. When the door opens, the other side of the door, which is where the hinges are, opens a little bit, and you can peer through and see what bathroom activity is happening. And the reason why I'm doing that is to make sure that she doesn't have a veritable pharmacy in there of birth control, and very importantly, is she taking any kind of an antibiotic? Because that means she's now graduated from sex with multiple partners. She is now a PhD in gonorrhea. Is that something I want my daughter to be involved in? Of course I don't.
Yeah, I understand that, but my daughter is very young at this moment, and I know I haven't reached whatever age your daughter is.
Yes, sir.
It's just a matter of, like Casey earlier, she was mentioning, you know, have you ever tried talking to her? At least, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And just you know, you, sometimes us as parents, we have to throw the initiative to be able to talk to them themselves. If they won't do it, at least you have to.
I want to do that, Miguel. I really do. But when I talk to Andrea and she rolls her eyeballs back like a lot of kids do, that's exactly what her mother used to do. When I'd say to her mother, are you going down to the Navy base again tonight? And the eyes went rolling back.
Well, you're punishing your daughter because she reminds you of this wife you had that is no longer in your life. And apparently she's no longer in this girl's life because you're newly married, Dean, and your daughter lives with you.
That is correct. I got custody.
Okay. Why punish that child for what this woman, whoever she was and whatever she was, did?
I don't want to, but when she rolls her eyes, all bets are off. So I've got to work on that.
Oh, so you got to work on that, and until you get that under control, your daughter's nothing more than a streetwalker and a slut who's going off to the Navy base.
In a word, yes.
That's not fair. It's not fair at all, yeah. Thank you, Miguel, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call here. We got Tracy on the line. Hi, Tracy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Dean. You are projecting your ex-wife on your daughter. Don't do that.
That's my point.
You are going to make her resent you, first of all. Second of all, as a woman who has survived sexual abuse from the time I was 7 to the time I was 20 years old, don't peek through the door. That is perverted.
I would never do anything perverted.
Peeking through the door, okay?
I'm sorry, but if
she's inserting a tampon or using the restroom or whatever, you shouldn't be seeing her private parts. She is an adult. Even if she's 16 years old, 17 years old, she is an adult. Stop projecting your feelings on her, first of all, again, from what your ex-wife did to you. She is her own person. Maybe she wears her mother's perfume because she misses her mom. Or she likes the smell.
Why would she miss a woman that stunk like that? Why would you ever miss someone that stunk like a well-kept grave?
She's still her mother. That's what it comes down to. My mother didn't stick up for me and didn't stood by my stepfather instead of by me. But you know what? I can't punish my mother. I love my mother, and I will always love my mother. But you know what? She didn't stand by me when it came to my stepfather. She chose him because of the story he chose her. He told her. You cannot project it on your daughter.
I'm not sexually... No way am I sexually molesting my daughter. But how do I know she's not? Well, I'm simply saying, as a father, how do I know she's using, as she says to me and to Emeralda, her stepmother, I'm using spermicidal gel. Well, how do I know? I've got to watch it.
Wait a minute. You don't have to look at the kid.
She's telling you what she's using. Trust her. She is rolling her eyes because you're driving.
All right. Well, why did her mother roll her eyes? Why did her mother roll her eyes? I'll tell you why. Because I knew she was going to the Navy base.
Well, because your daughter rolls her eyes.
Is not her mother. Every teenager rolls her eyes. Because my daughter rolls her eyes at me, she's off at a Navy base. She's 12.
I don't know. You know your daughter? All right. But I'm not going to comment. If someone
does it.
All right, and I will certainly trust you're a mother, and I understand, but I will tell you that when I smell that perfume, all of a sudden I'm thrown into a dark world, a world of darkness, and it stinks like a naval mess hall.
Well, I think there's some psychology that needs to be worked on here, man. I think you need to go.
I'll tell you something, Dean.
You need to go
counseling.
Family counseling, and bring your wife with you.
Oh, so the two of you think I'm nuts? Is that it?
No, we did not say nuts. We said there's issues going on, man.
You are projecting, which you can't do. Your daughter is her own person. I mean, just because you know. The German president is German doesn't mean he's Adolf Hitler.
What?
You know what she was saying. Because, yeah, you cannot indict someone for the sins of others. Thank you very, very much for your call. Great call there, Tracy. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Alicia. Alicia, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you mentioned...
Is it morning where you are, Alicia? It's evening here.
She's probably calling from another time zone. Go ahead, Alicia.
Actually, I'm in Washington State. He mentioned something. That he said he got custody. Well, boy, he could lose custody real fast over this. I mean,
what am I going to lose custody over? Because I don't want my daughter to be a harlot?
Unless she's a toddler or a very small child.
What?
Adult to peek through the door looking at her.
Alicia, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you here. We're going to take a quick break, but you will be the first one out. I hate to do that to callers, but sometimes we just...
What's she doing? That woman said if she's just a liar. I didn't understand her.
All right, we're going to get back to our calls. Hang on, Dean. 877-876-7445. The word slut and women and contraception, do they really have to go together? We'll be back here with more from Dean Wheeler and your calls in the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.